guides of this place are fond of talking about aligning with reality. What they mean by reality is alignment with the earth, alignment with the natural forces, the universal forces, the sun, the moon, the stars. This is why they came to this area, because of the thin veil and the ease of seeing the different dimensions that exist. To live a holistic lifestyle, to see a bigger picture, to be aware of living in partnership with the different dimensions, the different dimensions of time, past, present, and future, the different dimensions of the elementals, the different lifetimes. This is one of those places where the now is easily accessible, because the present, the past, and the future exists in the now.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Flipping into the channel is easy for my partner, for he's already there. He's already prepared. He sits upon that which is Gaia. Dear ones, my partner takes me all over the planet on stages with lights and audiences ready. Old souls have come from long distances. But these are the favorites of his. And if spirit could have a favorite, this would be it. To listen to that which is messages from the other side of the veil, in places that are beautiful. We sit in Glendarloch. It is a public place of beauty. Many come. On this holiday, there are those here. And they come to see the trees, enjoy the grass, walk among that which is pristine and beautiful. They bring their children, their animals, on a day off, so they can feel what you're feeling now. The sun has come out, Gaia greets you in a way that is not always the same. To make you comfortable for this message. This is one of the last messages in this, the Emerald Isle. It's a similar message, but I would like to then bring you something that is perhaps a little new. It was a long time ago when I gave you a message about the triad. Dear ones, the triad is that which is a triangle of energies within the human being that I told you needed to be one, a confluence of energy. And the triad consisted of the heart, the brain, and the pineal, or higher self. Now, some would have seen that and analyzed that and said, well, Kryon is speaking of mind, body, soul. And I say to you, no, I'm not. I'm speaking of the triad. When you identify something by its parts and name the parts, the human being then goes to the parts, not the whole. And we talked about the triad being necessary, a confluence of energies being necessary for the human to be balanced wherever they were. So they could be in the city, they could be in the country, they could be on a mountaintop. And yet they always had those three. It was a balance of consciousness. Now I want to talk about the other three. You get more sophisticated, and you start understanding that there are layers of consciousness, there are layers of balance. And the one that has been the subject of the last week, 13 channels, has been Gaia. And so we want to give you another triad. It doesn't replace the first one, but it is more sophisticated. It may not seem like it, but it is. There are three parts of the human experience beyond that which is the triad, which we tell you now need to be part of your life. And the parts are obvious. As you sit here, you have biology. That's the first part. It includes the triad, obviously. It's the cellular structure of the human being. It's all the cells that you have. It's what makes you a human. Number two, you have that which is multidimensional, esoteric, outside of biology. Now, in this land, it's more than tradition. It would include all of the energies in all of the circles. But it doesn't have to be in this land. We're talking about the esoterics of the planet, of you, wherever you are, spirit. So that would be part two. Now, we do not have a system which is more important. They're in a circle. It's simply the second of three. So there is the basic biology. There is the spiritual part. That's the part that feels all the things that are multidimensional. And the other part is your partner, Gaia. In order to have total balance, not only within yourself, but now within the environment that you call living, you need to understand these three parts. Remember, a three in numerology is a catalyst. You'll see a lot of threes. It's all through mythology. It's all through spiritual systems. It's important. And this is no different. The catalyst of these three is the balance of the human in its place in the environment called planet Earth. The triad was the balance of the human within themselves, individually, within your own body. But this, the sophistication should be clear, because now we're talking about you balanced within the environment around you. That takes a little more practice. All through this tour, we have told you of the alignment of the partnership of the planet Earth. We have told you that the indigenous, the first ones on the planet, all over, were so aware of this, they had another triad. Their triad consisted of themselves, their ancestors, and Gaia. And they realized that with those three, they had the spiritual connection with the past and the wisdom they had themselves, for healing, for sustenance, and we had the planet. This is the same triad. Now it's different because so many of you live in a city. Even in this, the Emerald Isle, there are those who only live in the city. All they do, seemingly, is walk on the cement. Some don't even have residences on a ground floor. They're elevated even beyond Gaia. And you might say, what do I do, Kryon, if I'm in the city, in order to connect with the earth, to align with the earth? I'd like to tell you this. Your partner, this planet, is with you no matter how high up you are, no matter how much cement is under your feet. It's wonderful to put your feet in the sand, to feel the grass, to enjoy the sunshine. But I'll tell you, if you're in a place where you simply cannot, Gaia will come to you. For the elementals know you. They search you out. A tree hugger understands the feedback from the planet. The tree hugs back. But if you're in the office and you're having a bad day, it's hard to hug the tree. So I will tell you something, if I have not before, the very intent for you to take your mind to walk upon the beach in the sands or in the grass or to be next to a fairy tree, is seen by spirit and your biology as something it wants also, and you can have it. It will come to you. And even if only for a moment, the balance is critical. You cannot live your life without the planet aligning with you. Not in balance. So many walk the planet in frustration. And you have all of these worries and all of this stress and what to do. And you sit and have no answers at all. And so many will tell you, well, just go to the beach, go to the walk. Just go to the sands and take off your shoes and you'll get answers. And you know that's true. And now I'm telling you that you can have it without that. Gaia wants you to connect. There is a friendship here who knows your name like spirit does. Right now it's easy. You're about to take a walk, enjoy the water, the streams, the elements, the elementals that are here, the energies that are here. It's easy for you to feel this now. But not all of you will have this very long. You'll be back to perhaps the office or the house or the city. Here's the offer. Take it with you. The elementals are yelling at you that they'll go home with you. You cannot get off of the planet. Not easily. You must be an astronaut. And even they know what's missing when they're gone. The dirt is under you at some level, somehow, no matter where you are on the planet. If you're a sailor, if you enjoy the ocean, you are floating in one of the elementals. And those who operate on the sea love the sea. They have the sea as their best friend, even though it might then be troublesome sometimes during the storms, but they're in love with it. This is their attraction. That's the alignment with the planet for them. Where do you find your alignment? Can you take it home? Do you understand that the confluence of energy of these three, which we'll call the big triad, is critical for the future of humanity? You cannot live with yourself only in your biology. Even if you feel you're connected to God. I want you to listen to the land here. Can you hear the grass and the rocks speaking to you? Do you know they don't necessarily talk? They have a language of their own that says, welcome, welcome, welcome. You breathe the air and you remember it's from the trees as they say, welcome, welcome. You go home and you sit in an office or an apartment, they're still saying welcome. They're still under your feet. This alliance will give you balance. It speaks to you. It helps to create the synchronicity of your life. This is a critical balance. God is part of this, and it is part of God. You are part of God. The system is complete when the three is here. You're going to be here for some hours. I want you to look at this place differently. Every step you take, welcome, welcome. Giving channels for my partner, giving channels here is easy. It's not always that way in the energies that he takes me to, where we sit on a stage in a foreign place that is not his language, that has difficulties, where there's fear and anxiety in almost every seat. And here, there is an openness, willingness, an intent. Why don't you take advantage of that? You don't know what you have until it's gone. And today, you have it all. And so it is.